You're listening to the station that serves your community. AM 1240 WGBB.com and 1240 WGBB Freeport.
The following program do not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.
Hello, I'm John Palmer, and you know, I'm not going to say, hey, listen up, Jesus is on the air. I'm just not going to do that. I love it.
Spring is sprung, live from WGBB, Long Island's oldest radio station. It's time for...
I already said it. Listen up, Jesus is on the air. How many times do I have to say these things? Who's on the air?
Who?
Jesus is
on the air. Attaboy.
Come on. And we know the name of the show.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and you are who?
Oh, you know me. I'm Dr. Anthony Chiffo, and you're who?
Dr. John Palmer. And listeners, he's an entrepreneur. That's why I'm with him. He loves to do things.
No, you're with me because you're a psychiatrist.
I'm a psychologist.
A psychologist. And I need a psychologist the whole time.
I'd be home with my pills now, and I'd be enjoying my day, but instead I have to be here with you.
Well, you got
to
work.
What am I going to do?
Okay, so let's get on with the show.
Oh, we have a show. I forgot. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we have a real special man here today from the Archdiocese of New York. We reached up to upstate New York, and we brought Stephen Leiden. Am I saying your name right?
It's Leiden.
Leiden. And he is here, and he is on the planning board for the Charismatic Renewal in Westchester County, in the Archdiocese of New York, really. And Stephen, we welcome you.
Thank you, John.
And we know why you're here, because I called you.
That's right, you called me, exactly.
And what attracted me to you is that you were doing a day of ministry for liturgy people, music ministries. And I love music. See, and it's good. Tony can't hear you today, so it's good.
I'm having a hard time
with
my...
He's having a hard time with his stuff over there, but that's all right. What are you going to do?
So I'm out.
Let's talk. And Stephen, would you first of all tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure, John. So I've been around a little while. I'm in my mid to late 50s. Okay, we'll keep it kind of, you know, broad.
You're
at the moment.
You're a kid as far as we're concerned.
Okay, well, there you go. Okay.
As far as you're concerned.
I've been a practicing Catholic all my life. Grew up on Long Island here between Wantagh and Rockville Center. And eventually attended Marist College. Fast forward, when I got into college, I actually played in a professional band as a drummer. That's how I actually got up there.
Oh.
And I went to Marie Regina, now Bishop Kellenberg High School, right here on Long Island.
Oh, okay.
In grade school, I went to St. Boniface over in Seacliff, as well as St. Bernard's over in Levittown. Right.
So
here.
You're not really an outsider.
I'm really not an outsider. You know, I actually say Long Island correctly. Okay.
You do.
Oh, you got Long Island. You got to say it the right way.
That's exactly. You know, so I attended college, Marist College, back in the 70s, and I was playing in this professional band, drums, and I was invited to attend a prayer meeting for in the renewal, you know, in the Catholic faith. And up until that point, I had always gone to Mass because I had to. It was part of my faith, and, you know, attended Mass every week. And and at that particular point, I went to a prayer meeting, and I saw people praising, worshiping, and doing songs, and I said, this is really weird, but it's I was definitely drawn to it.
It certainly looks weird.
It is. From an outsider, it's weird. You know, it is.
Until you get involved in it,
yeah,
I guess.
Absolutely, Tony, yeah. And, you know, I was drawn back to go again, and then I attended a Life in the Spirit seminar, which is a pretty standard format that we use in the renewal. And it's really just a reaffirmation of your confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and during that period when I was, you know, prayed with people and prayed over people by other individuals, I could sense this peace of the Holy Spirit, you know, coming upon me.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I had this new kid kind of faith the next day that, gosh, you know, I just wanted just to give everything over to God and let him take over my life. And almost to the point of saying, God, you drive the car. I didn't quite get that far, of course. You know, that's not real faith, of course, in that respect.
I let him drive the car when I'm going off a cliff. Otherwise, I drive the car.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. You know, but it was interesting, you know, from that point on, going through college and, you know, asking him to help me with tests and grades. And I'm sure we've all done that privately, you know, to some degree.
All the time.
You know? And, you know, in this case, it was really just, you know, turning everything over to him and, you know, just asking him to guide me and steer me and, you know, really take over my life, you know? And it's, you know, I've learned over the years, you know, since I've graduated, that it's a daily thing that you have to do. You know, you just don't turn your life over to God just once and then, you know, 40 years later it continues. No, it's just like, you know, it's just like having a relationship in your marriage or anything. It's all about that, you know.
Jesus is not a one-night stand.
Exactly, you know. And I think most people really have the misconception that, and I don't mean this in a bad way, of course, that, you know, God is off in the distance and, you know, he's up in the stars.
And
he's
that's
really
not the case.
Here.
No way, not the case.
You know, and you know, if he made us in his image and likeness, which he has, why can't we have a conversation with him and why can't he have one with us?
That's why it's so awesome, Steve, that our God wants to be with us side by side.
Absolutely.
He wants
Tony.
To hold our hand. He wants to get involved in our businesses, in our personal lives.
Absolutely.
And it's so awesome to realize that that's the case.
And that's the teaching of the church. The kingdom of God is within you. Our problem is our mind gets in the way of letting our heart get in touch with God.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, for sure, you know. Yeah. So just a little more about me and, you know, so, you know, I graduated from college. I went on to work for Merrill Lynch, and I landed in the telecommunications space, which is now part of information technology. I worked for Nabisco for a while and worked for a consulting firm for about 6 years and started our own firm, Layton Associates, 22 years ago, you know. And at the time when I was graduating from school, I could see God in the stars one day, and I could hear God saying, you know, don't worry, I'm going to bring you back here, because I had to move to New Jersey at the time from Merrill. And sure enough, you know, 15 years later, here we are back in the Hudson Valley. And, you know, if you really turn everything over to God, it's pretty amazing how your life turns out much larger, much more significant.
Did you fasten your seatbelt?
Yeah, exactly.
And went for a ride like, wow, right?
Exactly, Tony, you know. So, you know, that we've had this consulting practice for a while now, and as of about 8 years ago, it was always doing okay, and we were, you know, constantly turning it over to the Lord. And there was just really one day when I was reading a series of prayers, and I was coming back home one day, and I just really, again, you know, I took this moment, I saw the light opening up, and I saw the clouds, you know, and the sun piercing through the clouds, one of those, you know, beautiful picturesque moments.
Ah, moments.
Yeah, you know, exactly. And, you know, I just literally just surrendered my life over to God once again, you know, and I surrendered the business over to him again. And, you know, just as a quick example how God can do things, you know, again, we were pretty much okay, but we were struggling financially, the business at the time. And within 2 weeks, I got this phone call from a gentleman who was starting a brand new insurance firm. And he was looking for a consultant, and he had to put me to the test. I said, okay, so what's the test? He says, I need you to find some 212 telephone numbers, 212 area code. Now, as we know, even 5 years ago, 6 years ago, 212 numbers are pretty much extinct.
Right.
You know, you might find them one or two. So, okay, so how many would you like? He wanted 4,000.
212?
212 phone numbers, you know? So it was kind of funny.
That would pay some prayers.
I got on the print, and I couldn't figure out whether he was kind of crazy or whether he was real, because it was all pro bono. It was a test. And I called around. One person wanted like $300,000 to find it. Yeah, one of the vendors. I kept calling, and literally 2 weeks later, it was MCI at the time, now Verizon, literally had just released 3,980, all but 20 numbers, 212 area exchange. So in other words, I didn't have to get, you know, 212345 in this group and 212847 this group. They were all in one large group, you know. And we took the extra 20 and just used fax machines for them. But we reserved those numbers. And, you know, I just... And then fast forward, literally, that within that 1 year, God took the company from X amount and grew it by over 200% more. So by the end of that year, we were 300% above where we were. And it was all about really just surrendering the business to
God. His hands, making him the CEO.
I am the president, and he is the CEO.
That's our mission statement. That's part of our mission statement.
Exactly. Nope. That's written actually into our mission statement as well for our company, you know.
Oh, boy, now you guys are going to talk.
We're going to knock him right out now.
Get the music. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Steve.
No.
That's fine. So fast forward since then again, as God is using you, you know, I've been able to, again, you know, I was playing drums professionally. I'm sorry, I'll pick up off of that. And then I learned to play guitar after that. And really, we've been serving through music ministry, you know, in the Catholic faith and in various ways for healing masses, typically twice a month. And for 6 years, I led music at a Lady of Hope Center up in Newburgh until that had closed. It was a retreat center with a full-time community of people. We do masses regularly in the local churches. And we do music for I developed a praise and worship workshop like you were sharing a little bit earlier, John, and we literally devoted an entire day for music ministries, and it's not within just the renewal, it's for all music ministries that are serving in the parishes. How can we bring a better quality music experience and worship experience, you know, into the Mass, you know, and to help touch people's lives within the Catholic faith?
Wow.
So
I've often had the idea, I'd love to do a music festival, a Catholic music festival with all different kinds of music in it.
I'd love to do that with you. We did an ecumenical day several years ago for multiple groups.
Really?
About 10 years ago. So yeah, we should plan on something.
I think
absolutely,
so.
John.
We'll stay in touch because that would really blow me away. I would.
Yeah. Don't let him sing, Steve.
That would.
Let him sing.
Don't let him sing. Okay. We'll just lower his microphone when he has to sing there. Lower his mic.
But now you're very active still in the renewal, the charismatic renewal. And as I told you on Long Island, when I came in, I broadened it to Marion and all sorts of prayer groups. And we have over 200 prayer groups.
That's
operational,
wonderful.
All over the diocese.
Excellent.
And we've had a number of the leaders here on this radio program.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And it's amazing to see God at work. It's almost like a Catholic underground. You know?
Exactly.
So, Steve, let me get this straight.
Oh, he wants to ask this question.
Let me get... No, he already answered it.
Oh, yeah.
He answered it. I don't have to ask that question. But once you surrendered to Jesus...
Yes.
What do you really mean by surrendering to Jesus? Well, how did you surrender to Jesus? How can our listeners just surrender to Jesus?
That's a great question, Tony. You know, and it was just a very simple prayer. You know, I just, again, you know, in that moment when I saw the sky and I saw the clouds breaking through with the sun, I could just see the presence of God.
It was
our
moment.
It was just that our moment, and I closed my eyes and I just said, God, you know, I just turn my life over to you, and you know, whatever you want to do with me, just do with me as you will. And that means that if you want to put me into, I'll even turn my career over to you. If you want to change my career at this point, you can do that. If you want to put me into missions into Africa, I'll do that. You want to move me to Phoenix, Arizona, just because it's another city, I'm willing to do that.
But you know what? That's so beautiful.
Yeah.
It really is, Steve.
Wow.
And I just want the listeners to know that you drove 2 hours to get to the show today.
Mm-hmm.
That's really dedication.
Well, you know, when I really believe that it's a real calling, that, you know, my whole life, you know, is a calling to help other people, you know, in every respect, in the business world. We talked a little while ago, again, you know, as I'm the president of Leyden Associates, Inc., but, you know, I have someone that I report to, Jesus Christ, he's the chairman.
That's so beautiful.
You know, and so I really believe that, you know, everything you do, whether it be, you know, working in the middle of the business day or doing praise and worship or having personal prayer time or serving in music or serving in a leadership capacity, God can always use you no matter where you are.
Oh, absolutely.
And he does.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, he really, truly does. And you know that all of a sudden, like you said, 2 weeks later, you got all those 212 numbers.
Right.
Right? That's God.
Oh, yeah. That's not coincidence. That's
I remember right. My daughter was getting married, uh-huh. and I needed $5,000 in a hurry to finish paying off something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, how am I going to... The day I was needed, I got a $5,000 check from somebody I did for nothing as a psychologist for workers' comp. And it was the exact amount I needed.
Wow. So
I said, thank you, God. I mean, he does things like that.
Absolutely. You know,
it's crazy.
It's kind of, it's two views of life. It's, oh, that was just a coincidence, or was it God's hand in the middle of those circumstances serving, you know, the needs
to help
fulfill?
There are very few coincidences in life, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
When you turn yourself over to Jesus.
Yeah.
And that goes back
totally.
To we walk in two worlds.
Mm-hmm.
The external world is a mess.
Mm-hmm.
But inside of us, there's the kingdom of God.
Absolutely.
And if we open ourselves to that kingdom,
mm-hmm.
anything can happen in the external world,
mm-hmm.
and it won't blow us away. It will get us upset, but it won't
right.
blow us away entirely, because our boss is at work in us.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this is just a pit stop. You know, it's
that's right.
you know 70, 80, 90 years. You know, if we have that opportunity to live that long, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. You know, we have eternity.
Eternity is ahead.
Long,
yes.
long after that.
Absolutely.
You know?
So I think
absolutely.
I believe we have eternity. Right
mm-hmm.
in us.
Absolutely.
And piece by piece. We don't have the whole picture, but we got pieces of it.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. We've got definite, you know, moments around that. Absolutely.
Stephen, I noticed you brought your guitar.
Yes, sir.
Would you?
And
like
we're
to?
Waiting anxiously. But, Stephen, do me a favor.
Sure, Tony.
Don't let Palmer sing.
I promise.
Okay.
So, you know, we do traditional songs. We do a lot of, you know, current Catholic, you know, songs, as well as charismatic songs, praise and worship songs that you'll hear on, you know, different Christian radio. So I'm going to be doing a song by a gentleman named Paul Baloche. It's very common. You might have heard of it. It's called Open the Eyes of My Heart.
Oh, I love that.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you, to see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Holy, 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 I want to see you.
Thank you, Steve.
Wow.
Thank you. Thanks, gentlemen.
That was
Tony, you can go home now. I don't want to hear any more talk. Let's listen to music.
Do you record?
You know, we've recorded on the fly, but we need to do a formal, you know,
record.
CD, yeah, as a group.
That was great.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
It really was.
Yeah, sometimes I'll do a small, you know, a solo, you know, for a healing mass, but there's a larger group of us. We're actually called the Voice of Praise, and we've got two of us guitarists, and actually three of us, I should say, bass player, now a keyboard player, drummer, and... again, we do these, you know, larger events, larger venues. So it can be a fun day.
Wow.
Yeah.
We have to talk about that.
Yeah. Okay, that's great.
If anything, look at your calendar for next spring.
Okay.
And we think we might look at Kellenberg High School.
I think Kellenberg is a good possibility. Holy Trinity is a good possibility.
Well, we're not going to plan it today, but audience, you can see how well organized we are at times. But I think you're a godsend, and I think it would be useful to have your energy and your spirit and your music for the prayer groups and anybody on Long Island
Absolutely.
Who wants to be in touch with the kingdom of God within them.
And you should be recorded. You should have an album.
We should. I agree with you.
And I really do. I believe that firmly. We'll talk about that.
Okay. Absolutely.
Now, Stephen, just for you to know, we are very crazy in the way we run our program.
And he'll find out. You don't have to tell
Tony,
him.
I like that. I really like crazy.
Tony,
I can relate to that.
Does a saint of the day. Maybe we could just have you play something soft in the background as Tony is going to do something.
Steve is
different.
Going to do the background.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, this is going to be something a little different. As a matter of fact, just so you know, the way things go on here, we decided this format about 20 minutes ago, right before we went on the show. And John and I were talking. Last night, John and I did a gig at St. Thomas, and we spoke about St. Joseph and the role model. You know, nowadays, unfortunately, family values have gone south. Role models. You don't even hear that word anymore. Men role models have gone south. So we spoke about the greatest role model that we could think of is for family values is the patron saint of family, Saint Joseph. And although there's very little known about Saint Joseph, he's mentioned in the Bible 8 times. Blessed Mother's mentioned 100 times in the Old and the New Testament. So his life is a secret of some sort, not a secret, but there's not much known, but we know several things. We know he had a strong faith in God. We know that he said yes to everything that God told him he wanted him to do. So we thought we'd play a little back and forth. Come in.
Hello, I'm Saint Joseph. I bet you didn't even know I was around listening to you today. Well, I'm here, and what are you going to do
about
it? Well,
welcome, St. Joseph.
Oh,
you know what?
What is your name?
My name is Anthony.
Anthony. I have a friend. He's with me upstairs. Anthony. And people go, and they lose things, and they pray to him.
You know what? St. Anthony, I love him.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, yeah. Tell him I love him. You know what? He found a lot of stuff for me. And for my wife. My wife was always losing things, and he found it. Mostly everything.
No, I don't know how
Sorry,
to say
Joan,
that.
I was only kidding.
I don't want to hurt you, but there's one thing your wife should have lost.
Me. Don't listen to him, Joan. You know he's a little crazy. Don't listen
to
him.
What do you want to ask? My time is limited.
Okay.
What do you want to ask?
You know what? I want to know. There's a lot that we don't know about you.
Yeah.
You're a carpenter.
Yeah.
But you're not a carpenter because you're mentioned in the lineage of Jesus Christ as related to David. Related to King David.
Yeah.
So tell us about that.
Well, you know, I didn't realize how important that was at the time. You know, Steve, and hi, Steve.
Hi, St. Joseph.
Hi, Joseph.
That's right. And you know, Steve, that's what happens, you know, when you say yes to God, you don't really know the full intent of the meeting.
Exactly.
And for me to find out I was from the house of David, what is that? But that was so.
It means your royalty.
So the scripture could be confirmed that Jesus' father would come from the house of David. I didn't know that at the time. I wasn't very big on scripture. I don't know how to tell you that.
Oh, okay.
You know,
and
we didn't have television and we didn't have all these ministers telling us all these things.
Right. You didn't have electric?
No.
All right. But now I'm saying to myself, poor Joseph. What did he possibly think when he found out, just before he was about to wed Mary, that Mary was pregnant.
Yeah.
And if the angel didn't come and tell you, don't be afraid to take Mary for your bride.
Yeah, you know how I heard that angel? I know it's written in scripture, but I had a song sung to me. You know, really? I'm going to sing it now.
Oh, no. You're off for real?
Joseph, son of the house of David, be not afraid to wed Mary. Be not afraid to wed Mary. She is with child, not from another man. She is with child to fulfill God's earthly plan. And so with my faith inside me, strong against the night, I took Mary to be my bride one night. And we gave birth to a wondrous child, the King of all humanity, whose love will last beyond the end of time. You know, when you get a song like that, say yes.
Yeah, I love that. That was okay.
You know, when an angel speaks to you, you never forget what they say.
So when this angel spoke to you,
yeah,
he convinced you immediately.
Yeah.
And you had no reservations at all.
No matter what happened, somehow it just seemed the right thing to do. And I was convinced inside that I was to say, excuse me, the hell with all these other people who say I should have her stoned. She's lovely, and I'm proud to have her as my wife. And I believe, because the angel told me, that that's a special child. So I married her.
Okay, now, let me ask you a question. Jesus was born. Of course, like everything else, he was born in a stable. He wasn't born with royalty. He wasn't born in a palace or anything like that. I mean, you had to travel through the night, and you had to knock on doors to find a place. Were you thinking? Were you thinking, whoa, wait, what did I get myself into?
Yeah, but don't you realize how embarrassing that was for me? Here I had my wife pregnant, ready to give, and I couldn't find a hotel, and there was no Holiday Inn, no matter what. I couldn't get her anywhere, you know?
So you found a stable.
Yeah, but it was beautiful. It was beautiful. The stars shone, I could hear angels singing, and it was so natural to have all the animals around. What a fitting place for the Son of God to be born. Because it says he's for everybody, not just those from the Waldorf Astoria, but for everybody.
So you listened to the angel and you named him the name that the angel told you should name.
Jesus.
Emmanuel. And you took care of him and he grew up. He grew up as a little child and you were there. What kind of child was Jesus when he was growing up?
Well, believe it or not, he was very obedient. And we even forgot the beginnings, because the Spirit just kind of took it out of our heads, and we were raising this little boy. But one time he got us so mad, he went off into a temple and was teaching people, and we found him. And I was really ready to bawl him out, but Mary said, no, let him alone now, let him alone. His answer is he's doing his father's business.
That's when he was 12.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's the last time we heard about you.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Because the angel came back. And the angel told me after 12. Yeah, but before
right.
12.
No, after 12.
Told me to take Jesus when he was 2.
Yes.
And go off to Egypt because Herod was going to kill everybody. Everybody that age. Every male that age. And he did, unfortunately.
Yes. Yes. You know? But I'm talking about after 12.
After that. Well, you know, it was time for me to fade away. The best part after that is when I died. Believe it or not, Mary was there and my son held my hand. And that's the kind of death I want for every person.
And that's why you're the patron saint of those that are dying.
Yeah.
Because Jesus was there for you.
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah. And you know, he wants to say something to your listeners through me. Okay.
Let's hear.
Hey, what I'm telling you is true. I am the Son of the Father, and I am the Messiah, and I dwell in you. And if you really want to get to know me, learn to be still and listen for me, and I'll talk to your heart, same as I did to Stephen when he was driving a car, and the same as I did to you at a sunset in Montauk, and the same as I did to John. Where did he go? Same as I did to John when he was in prayer and he was baptized in the Spirit. Same as I did to Trevor in his ministry. I came alive, and listeners, I'll come alive in you. Just give me a chance. And now he wants me to go back, so I gotta go.
Okay.
But I was happy to be invited in today.
Nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you.
Come again, will you?
Yeah, Stephen, would you play a song for us? Could you think of one that you would like to play?
Sure. Let's do Change My Heart. Oh, God.
You got it.
Oh,
that's what we're asking everybody.
Change my heart, oh God, make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God, may I be like you. Change my heart, oh God, make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God, may I be like you. You are the potter, I am the clay. What I pray, change my heart, oh God, make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God, may I be like you. May I be like you. May I be like you.
I'm back. I'm sorry. I had to run to the men's room. Did I miss anything? What happened?
No. We just interviewed St. Joseph. That was all
get
fine.
Out of here. Get out of here.
No. Everything was fine.
Oh, come on. How'd you
we
get
did
him?
Great. You weren't here, but we did good.
When you book a client on the show, boy, you really go out of your way to book them.
Welcome back.
Oh, okay.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Steve, that was terrific. I have a question.
Sure, Tony.
Did you write these songs? Or?
No. These have been in the renewal for quite a while. Yeah. I've actually been in most Christian circles for a while.
Really? Yeah. Stephen, you're a great singer.
Oh, praise really, God, yeah. Well, I go back to the days, really, when I was back in high school at Bishop Kellenberg. I played in this rock and roll band, and I had the best microphone, and my colleagues would not let me sing.
Really, and I
and then
that's what happens.
And you know what Palmer does to me? You see what he does to me? Gives me the worst mic. Sometimes you can't hear me. I think he does it intentionally.
And tell Trevor to turn your mic off.
And then fast forward to the second band I was in up in Newburgh, you know, Poughkeepsie area. My colleague, my cousin, told me, he said, "No, I have to sing." So I learned all the 70s tunes at the time, and I can still sing them verbatim today. It's
really?
All memorized. Well, because I had to sing them, you know, and it was quite interesting. You know, I got to play at a place called the Rocking Horse Ranch, which is up in New Paul's. It's actually, you know, quite famous for families.
I think I was there.
Yeah, I bet
you
were.
When my kids were small.
We were the house band there for a year and played for the comedians and just about everybody, you know. So You know, but it kind of starts with humble beginnings. I forgot to mention earlier, I'm from a family of 13 children.
Oh, my gosh.
We were originally seven here on Long Island, and then my mom passed away when I was 14 from pancreatic cancer. And then my dad met my second mom, Mary Jane, and we moved. That's why we moved from Wantagh to Rockville Center. So it was a larger Brady Bunch kind of merger, uh-huh, if you will. Uh-huh. You know, so it was an instant 12, and then we had another one since then. I didn't, of course, my parents did. Uh-huh. And so we have a family of 13, and it's quite interesting. We get together at least twice a year as brothers and sisters. There was no word ever about a stepbrother or a stepsister. You know, mm-hmm. We're all very wonderful. Close.
Very
and,
nice.
We rely on each other quite a bit. So
That's wonderful.
Yeah. A baker's dozen, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Tell us about that day that you did. Oh, you know what? I'd rather back up.
Sure.
Tell us about your suggestions for morning prayer.
Yeah, sure, John. No problem. You know, so it always goes back to, you know, what is praise and worship, you know? And it's really all about, you know, at the end, you know, we all have relationships. You know, I have now a relationship with you and Tony today. Mm-hmm. We have a relationship with family members.
And we hope this is an ongoing relationship.
Yeah, we'd love to.
Oh, yeah.
We'd love to have you as our friend.
I'd love to have you as my friend, too. Okay, we'll sign a contract.
Okay.
If you guys want to be alone, let me know.
we all as human beings have relationships with our buddies, with colleagues at work, with our spouses. You know, with our children, and you know, so it goes back to, hey, if God made us in His image, why can't He have a relationship with us? You know,
oh yeah, absolutely.
And so it really comes down to, it starts with praise, and and that's kind of at the human level, you know, where you just I praise you, God, you know, and I can tell you this, by the way, it always starts with forgetting about even in the morning. It's always about saying. And of course, you know, outside of this room, none of us worry, okay? You know, none of us on Long Island ever worry. You know what I mean?
No, we don't.
Everything's in God's course, hands, yeah. Don't you know?
Well,
we don't worry about anything.
But I've always learned that, you know, when I'm challenged with, you know, a circumstance or an issue or, something where we have some crazy deadline, you know, which of course can happen, you know.
We all have that.
We live in the information technology world, which everything is yesterday, you know. We live in New York on top of that, which everything is yesterday, you know. And I've learned that, you know, in order to really, for lack of a better word, just really, you know, accomplish it without too much stress, you know, I've learned just to say, hey, God, you know what? I want you to take this over, you know, and it's all about. And it's a very, very simple prayer. It's all about, thank you, Lord. Thank you exactly for the circumstances and everything that's happening right now, and I'm just giving it over to you. You know, so I've learned throughout the day when I'm faced with challenges, and of course, again, you know, I don't want to worry, you know, but so instead I just say, thank you, God. Praise you, God. You know, and even in the middle of the day, you know, you can even have what they call breath prayers, you know, and you know, some of the saints and St. Francis were very famous for this, you know, but it's just about, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. And just, you know, again, just feeling that peace and that presence of you know, of God, you know. So, you know, it does go back to, I'll give you a scripture here, Philippians 4 through 7, you know, and I love reading this, but it's all about, I'll just read you from the New Living Translation, and it says, always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Okay, so God wants us full mm-hmm. of that joy. Okay, and again, that's kind of to the thank you. And then let everyone see that you are considerate in all you do. Remember that the Lord is coming soon. Okay, now here's the key verse, okay, and it's verse 6. Don't worry about anything. Mm-hmm. Instead, pray about everything. And tell God what you need and thank Him for all that He has done. And I just pause there saying, you know, God just doesn't want us to worry. And then here's how it finishes out with verse 7. And it says, if you do this, if you do not worry, and if you thank Him for all that He has done, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
You know, so it's really all about...
That's great.
God can really just do things through you, just through that simple verse, you know.
Wow.
So, again, that's Philippians 4, you know, verses 4-7, you know. So years ago I came up upon a book. It's still published to this day. It's called Success, the Gland-Bland Method, and it's put out by Tyndale. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's in paperback form. You can order it on Amazon or through a local Christian bookstore. And it's put out by this gentleman. The author is Glenn Bland, and he's the chairman of an insurance company. And it's all about goal setting, and it's all about, you know, prioritization in life. But it starts within the first couple of chapters of, you know, God can be presence in your life as you are setting goals and as you are making accomplishments in your life. So anyway, one of the chapters is called 30 Golden Minutes. And it's all about having a suggested format for prayer time in the morning. So why should you do that? So finally, after about 20 miles, John, I'm finally going to answer your question. Okay. I'll just give you a highlight on this. Yes, thank you.
That was John Palmer.
Thank you, John. So, you know, preferably early in the morning where there can be no interruptions. Okay, again, no interruptions kind of idea. Go to a quiet place where you can be alone with our Lord Jesus. Seat yourself comfortably. Direct your thoughts towards Him and away from yourself. Leave all your circumstances behind just for the next few minutes. You know, and meditate on Jesus. Praise Him, glorify Him, thank Him.
And why do we ask our listeners to do this right now? We go through the process. Why not?
Sure, absolutely.
So you're telling them, everyone who's listening, yes. You're saying?
So just let's just praise.
Go to a quiet place.
Yeah, let's just go into that quiet place at the moment, you know, with our listeners. And let's just praise and thank God just for the next moment. So, Lord God, we just praise and thank You for everything that's in our life right now. We thank You for all of the great things that are happening that we can easily identify to, and thank You for all of the challenges. Thank You for the arguments that are within our family and the struggles that we all have, Lord. Somehow there are blessings in all of this, because we've realized that over time that if things are too easy and we're never challenged, we can't grow as human beings. So somehow we know that these challenges that we may have that are going on in our lives right now are a blessing from You, and so we just give it over to You, Lord, and we just ask You just to anoint it and just to place Your hand upon it so that You can use it for Your glory.
And we're doing that now. We'll put our hands on the petitions from our listeners. Go ahead.
Amen. So we continue and we just sing this, say this simple prayer. And again, if any of our listeners are interested, we can definitely send you a copy via email or whatever vehicle. And it just says, slow me down, O Creator. Ease the pounding of my heart by the quieting of my mind. Steady my hurried pace with the eternal reach of time. Give me, amidst the confusion of my day, the calmness of the everlasting hills. Break the tensions of my nerves with the soothing music of the singing streams that live in my memory. Help me to know the magic restoring power of sleep. Teach me the art of taking minute vacations, of slowing down, to look at a flower, to chat with an old friend, to make a new one, to pet a dog, to watch a spider build a web, to read a few lines from a good book. Remind me each day that the race is not always to the swift. There is more to life than increasing its speed. Let me look upward into the branches of the towering oak and know that it grew great and strong because it grew slowly and well. Slow me down, O Creator, send my roots deep into the soil of life's enduring values, that I may be used to grow in Your holy will and bring glory into Your kingdom in all that I do, now and forever. Amen.
That's beautiful.
And then after they quiet down.
And after they quiet down, okay, now we just communicate, you know, to God through our thoughts. Sometimes God's going to talk to you, and this sounds kind of weird, but, you know, if you're taking notes at a class with a teacher, why not open up a book? And if God's talking to you, write down those thoughts.
Absolutely.
We do that all the time.
Sure. Yeah. You know? And there's some books out there. There's a famous book out called Jesus Calling. The original was called God's Calling.
Yep.
He can talk to you through those if you need something. But anyway, write those things down and then really just speak to Him as though you would speak to anybody else. You know, and just remember that God really is your best and most loyal friend, and He's the wisest. So, you know, then I go into four basic things. Number one is just ask God for forgiveness for any mistakes that have been recalled. You know, because God can just heal us individually through forgiving, you know, mm-hmm. and through other people. You know, and in fact, it's those moments of resentment that we have for years that actually it doesn't hurt the other person that we haven't forgiven. It hurts us as individuals. So forgiveness is all about healing us, okay? Mm-hmm. And then we go and give thanks for all of the good things that have happened the previous day and for answered prayers. And then turn your thoughts to the interest of others, expressing your concern for those that you love, those in need, those sick, and praying for those that you even resent. And then finally, turn your thoughts to your own personal needs, both problems and opportunities, and stand on scriptures such as Mark 11:24 and Matthew 7.